Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Spread the reign of God the Lord by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title found on page 830 in the Lutheran Service Book for Sunday, July 7th, 2019. Spread the reign of God the Lord. Spoken, written, mighty word. Everywhere his creatures call to his heavenly banquet hall. Enter, mighty word, the field. Ripe the promise of its yield. Put the reapers, oh, how few, for the work there is to do. If you could have a dinner with any individual, past or present, whom would you invite? Some people might choose a long-mourned loved one, just to spend a little more time together. Others would invite a favorite movie star or a well-known athlete. Of course, quite a few of us would select Jesus as a dinner companion. But what if the choice belonged to Jesus? Who would receive an invitation to his table? During his earthly ministry, Jesus was criticized for eating with all the wrong sort of people. Those who consider themselves respectable, and in their own opinion, worthy of the Lord's invitation, pointed out with disdain that Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners. According to Jesus' own parable in Luke chapter 14, verse 21, it is the poor and crippled and blind and lame who find a welcome in his banquet hall. Jesus invites the kind of unexpected guests he described in his Sermon on the Mount, the poor, the mourning, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who are persecuted. See Matthew chapters 5 through 7. These are the people that Jesus calls to his banquet table, because the invitation of Jesus does not begin with the worthiness of the guests. From start to finish, Jesus' invitation is all about Jesus' compassion. Everywhere he went, teaching and healing and proclaiming the kingdom of God, Jesus encountered crowds, and he had compassion on them. These people were not necessarily wealthy or famous or popular, although Jesus has compassion on those people too. But the Lord sees all of his future dinner guests as they really are, harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. He sees them as he sees you and me, sinners in desperate need of a Savior. These are the people Jesus invites, the ones who need to hear the invitation to his heavenly banquet hall. They are the guests to be included, sheep to be carefully counted, a harvest waiting to be gathered. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, pray, ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest. Pray for pastors, for teachers and missionaries who, with the gospel invitation in hand, will enter fields ripe for harvest. Pray, and then prepare to enter the harvest fields of your own neighborhood, your workplace, your community. You too have invitations to deliver, because the Lord is at work, here and now, filling his banquet hall. O Lord of the harvest, send workers into your harvest fields. Bless all those who carry your gospel invitation into the world. Lead us by your Spirit to be faithful witnesses for you as we invite others into your banquet hall. Amen. Thank you.